Okay, so we're going to be learning the Parsha of Matan Torah, Shemois Yotes and Parshas Yisroi. The Parsha begins as follows. B'chodesh Hashlishi Litzeis Bnei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. On the third month after the Jewish people left Mitzrayim, Bayoim Hazeh Bo Midbar Sinai. So they arrived in Midbar Sinai on this day. Now I want to first read straight the first two psukim and then back up and analyze them and their significance. Vayisu Me'Refidim, they traveled from Refidim, Vayavayu Midbar Sinai, and they arrived at Midbar Sinai. Vayachanu Midbar, and they camped in the desert. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Keneged Ahar. And Yisrael camped there opposite the mountain. Okay, so what is it saying? What it's saying is that on the third month after they left Mitzrayim, they arrived at Midbar Sinai. They traveled from Refidim, and they arrived at Midbar Sinai. If you note it for a minute, you study it for a minute, you'll see that the order of the pasuk is a little bit strange. First it tells you that they came to Sinai. Then the pasuk backs up and says, where'd they come? Refidim. And where'd they go to? They came to Sinai. Now, why doesn't it say things in the normal order? Start by saying where they went from and then say where they came to. It kind of looks like it jumped ahead. First it jumps and says they came to Sinai, then we back up and say where they went from. They came from Refidim, and they went to Midbar Sinai. So here already we have an introduction to the immensity of what was going on here. The Arach Chaim says things here that are scary to quote, but we can quote the Arach Chaim. We have the license to quote the Arach Chaim. And he says something frightening. Let's understand. Arriving at Midbar Sinai was really a culmination of the whole process. We talked at length before Pesach about the process of Yetzias Mitzrayim. After the Jewish people had left Mitzrayim, exhilarated with everything they had seen, and they moved into the Midbar, experiencing closeness with Hashem that was never experienced beforehand in history and afterwards. Experiencing Hashem Amish caring for them from up close, pampering them, so to speak, and understanding that, you know what, you can get even closer. And they said to Moshe Rabbeinu at one point, Ritzoneinu liras es malkeinu, with everything that Hashem has been showing us, we understand that there's more to see. We are enthralled with Hashem. And we want to get even closer with Him. We want to meet Him. We want to meet Hashem. Now that's quite a presumptuous request. And let's remember that there was already Gilui Shechina and Makas Becheiros in Mitzrayim. So to speak, Hashem revealed Himself there and they were all exposed to the Shechina. But then you know what? It came to an even higher level. It says that at the splitting of the sea at Kriyas Yamsuf, they were exposed to even higher levels of revelation. And that brought them to new levels of emuna. And Chazal tell us, Rasa Shivcha Bayam Asher Leroy Yechezkel Ben Buzi V'Maisei Amerkava, the level of revelation of what they actually saw at the Yam was greater than some of the greatest nevuos. But you know what? They understood that we're being shown more and more, and this was tantalizing, to get even closer to Hashem. They wanted to come all the way. And they expressed this to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ritzoneinu liras es malkeinu. We want to mamish meet Hashem face to face. And Hashem said, okay. This was a presumptuous request. You might even see something of a chutzpahdika request. But you know what? It gave Hashem nachas. It gave Hashem nachas. Hashem was pleased at this request. And He said, okay, they want to meet me. I want them to work on making themselves worthy and fitting. And then, yes, we're actually going to get together. We're going to have, so to speak, a rendezvous at Har Sinai. And we've already discussed that this is the essence of the days of the Sphira. The days of the Sphira are the days when we are busy preparing ourselves for that great rendezvous. We mentioned the Zohar, who says that the 7 weeks of the Sphira, the 7 weeks of the Sphira are kind of similar, correspond to the seven clean days that a woman goes through to become pure and to be able to bond with her husband. This is what the Jewish people were going through in terms of the purification process of the Sphira. And all this was to culminate at that very, very great meeting at Har Sinai. Now, where is Hashem in all this? The Jewish people are working toward it intensely. Those 49 days of the Sphira were very, very intense days of Aveda. Where is Hashem in all this? So, listen to some words of the Arachaim, just to understand the dynamic here, the dynamic between us and Hashem. And the Arachaim says as follows. He asks our question. The Pasuk says that they arrived at Midbar Sinai. Then it says they traveled from Rephidim and they arrived at Midbar Sinai. So the Arachaim asks, and if you can actually see it inside, I recommend that you see it inside. The Arachaim on Perek Yud Tes Pasuk Beis. I'm going to read it, and I'm just going to translate it directly until we get to certain words that I want to say in Hebrew because of their power, and then we'll translate that too. So he says, it's hard to understand. Why does the Pasuk first say what happened later and then back up? It should have said they traveled from Rephidim and they arrived at Midbar Sinai. Why does it start with that they arrived at Midbar Sinai and then back up to where they came from? So he says daring words, very bold words. V'ulai shu'al derech oimram. Perhaps this is along the lines of what Chazal say, Ava mekalkeles hashura, that love can sometimes break beyond the normal boundaries and protocol. Lahakdim ha'me'ucha, and that's what caused here that the Torah kind of, so to speak, messed up the order. Why? He says, because this was the day that Hashem was waiting for. This was the day, he says, from the day of the Bria, all of creation, Hashem and the Torah were all looking forward and waiting for this day. And here he says, kiviyachol, that when the day actually came, the Torah is expressing what? What's the Torah expressing? The Torah is expressing Hashem. It's expressing Hashem's kiviyachol a million times, Hashem's feelings, Hashem's perspective. So he says, scary words. Kshegiu shama, when the Jewish people actually arrived, the whole time it's kind of like the focus was on Har Sinai. When are the Jewish people already going to get there? The first years of creation, the first 1,000 years of creation, 2,000 years, 2,400 years, 2,440 years. In the year 2448, finally, the Jewish people arrived, and this is the climax of Brias HaOlam. Brias HaOlam was waiting for this moment. When Hashem created a world, it was this moment that he was envisioning. So it says, Kshehigiyu Shama, when they actually arrived there, Le'atzru Koyach Le'saper Seder Hadavar. So to speak, the Torah could not contain itself. And therefore, it's almost like there's a burst of excitement on the part of Hashem. These are such frightening things to say. A burst of excitement on the part of Hashem. And therefore, even though the Torah is going to just be telling chronologically exactly what happened, before it says, okay, they traveled from Rephidim and they arrived at Midbar Sinai, there's like a burst of excitement. This is the day that they arrived at Midbar Sinai. They're here. And the way he expresses it, he gya chashuk v'nechshak l'choyshek v'chashuk v'samchu shamayim v'oretz ki zeo tach l'sabriyo v'tikvosam v'achar ka'achoza ha'kosuv l'idea proton shel dvarim. He says this was the moment when the lover and the beloved actually met up and all of shamayim and oretz were rejoicing because this is really what it was all waiting for. The whole Bria was in suspense for this very moment. And therefore, so to speak, the Torah, Hashem in his excitement, expresses it in the Torah by bursting ahead and saying, the Jewish people are here. They arrived at Midbar Sinai. Now I'll tell you what happened. They traveled from Rephidim, and they arrived at Midbar Sinai. The Ramban expresses along similar lines, that this is the reason that, so to speak, the terror jumps ahead to say, it happened, it arrived. This is to give us a little bit of an idea of quite how beloved we are to Hashem. How kiviyachol, Hashem is, we understand that there's no such thing as Hashem losing control. There's no such thing, chas v'shalom, to express it that way. But Hashem is saying, this is how I'm expressing it. This is how I'm choosing to express it. Your arrival at Har Sinai, your arrival at my zone, your arrival at my home, we'll discuss that later, how Hashem chose Har Sinai because he was able to, so to speak, move Har Sinai into his zone. It's the most exciting thing that happened. This was the purpose of Bria Sa'olam, and therefore I'm expressing my excitement in this way. So that's number one. This is the understanding of the lack of order, so to speak, in these psukim. But you know what? It isn't really a lack of order. On the contrary, the purpose of the Torah is to convey things exactly as they are. And this is the most accurate portrayal of reality, that this is Hashem's feelings for Klal Yisrael. That yes, Hashem's feelings for Klal Yisrael simply set things off track. You know, we already saw that in Mitzrayim, how Hashem's love for Klal Yisrael just completely messed up the order of nature. And now we're seeing how even in the chronology of the Torah, in the sequence of the Torah relating what's happening, Hashem here also shows, my love just bursts the boundaries, my love for Klal Yisrael. And you should know that your approaching me was reason for very, very great simcha and excitement on my part. So this is how we begin the parsha. And then we move on. And we understand how this was very mutual on both parts. We've just seen how Hashem is kiviyachol sitting and waiting in Midbar Sinai for the Jewish people to arrive. And when the Jewish people actually arrive, they feel like they are reaching, you know, their hearts are pounding. And they feel like they're reaching the highest places that a human being could reach, and even higher than that. And therefore, according to the Ramban, that's what it's actually expressing, the lack of order. It's expressing Klal Yisrael's excitement. This is the great day, the red letter day in the life of Klal Yisrael as a nation, when they actually arrived at Sinai and they're going to be bonded with Hashem. We have to realize that what happened at Har Sinai was not just the technicality of receiving the Torah, if that could be called a technicality, but it was, it's the fulfillment of the pasuk that it says in Shir HaShirim, Yishakenim in Shikos Piu, when Hashem kissed us with his mouth, Heviyani HaMelech Hadorav, the king brought me into his innermost chambers. This was the Ma'amad Har Sinai. It was the marriage of Klal Yisrael. It was Klal Yisrael and Hashem meeting under the chuppah and bonding. And of course, this was expressed through the handing over of the Torah. But the essence of it was the moment of the greatest level of revelation and of closeness between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. Yeah, Hashem bringing us into his innermost chambers. And really, as we'll see, when we see later in the parsha, Har Sinai, we know that it was chosen because of its humility. What does that mean? What does that mean? So the depth of it is that Hashem chose a place that was basically so arid and so dry and so nothing that basically it was not, couldn't even really be considered a part of Olam HaZeh. It was like the place didn't sustain physical existence. Why did Hashem choose that place? Because Hashem said, on the contrary, I want a place that doesn't have the barrier of the physical, because I want to turn this into Shamayim right now. This is going to be Shamayim right now. When I'm going to come down kiviyachol, what it really means is that this area is turning into Shamayim. And the Jews were being brought there. So now, the Jewish people arrive at Midbar Sinai, and then the pasuk says, Vayachanu b'midbar. And they camped in the Midbar. So here the Ramban, continuing on this theme, says that what this means is that once again, Klal Yisrael and their excitement, as soon as they reached this area, as soon as they were already in the zone, ordinarily you reach a new place, right? They're traveling with all their tents and their children and everything. You spend some time scouting the area, trying to stake it out, to figure out where does it make more sense to pitch the tents, less sense, what are comfortable places to camp. So as soon as they entered Midbar Sinai and they're approaching the mountain where they realize that Hashem is, this is where it's going to happen, they just immediately set camp. They didn't want to be busy looking around. They just wanted to, whatever, drop everything wherever it is, all the equipment, wherever each tent lands, it lands. We're not going to be too busy now. We just want to focus on what's going on now. We want to focus on what's ahead. Right? It's like when the Kala arrives at the wedding hall, so she's given the room where she's going to be setting up her things. She isn't going to spend 45 minutes making sure that everything is set up all neatly. You put it down, and you do what needs to be done. You want to move on. So, v'yachanu b'midbar. That's what Ramban says. As soon as they arrived at Midbar Sinai, they immediately set up camp as is. V'yichan sham Yisrael keneged dahar. In order to just get to Har Sinai, to get there, and to be there, ready and in position to experience this. So, now, we're going to take a step back and note what Chazal have to say about this. Chazal reads significance into these two statements. Vayachanu b'midbar, they camped in the midbar. Vayichan shom Yisrael keneged ahar, and Klal Yisrael camped there opposite the mountain. We'll just introduce Chazal's drushes and then we'll continue expounding on it tomorrow. Bli neder. Sorry. Tomorrow is the drasha. Sunday, Bli Neder. So Chazal say, Vayachanu b'midbar, they camped in the midbar. What this means is, the preface to Kabbalah Satira is that it has to be in a midbar. Kabbalah Satira, the Torah, will take root in a person who is, in Chazal's wording, Mesim Atzmai Kemidbar. A person who sees himself as a midbar. A hefker place, a humble place, a place that can be trampled by everybody, a person without an ego, humility, famous concept. And then it says, Vayichan Shom Yisrael keneged ahar. Yisrael camped there opposite the mountain, and here is also a famous drasha that Chazal say, they note the singular term. Instead of saying Vayachanu Yisrael, plural, that they all camped there, it says Vayichan Sham Yisrael, he camped there. He camped there. That's how it refers to the nation. And here's Chazal's famous drasha that Rashi brings, Ki Ish Echad Balev Echad, like one person with one heart, in absolute Achdus. This also is a preface to Kabbalah Satira, the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. Be'ezras Hashem tomorrow, Sunday, Bli Neder, we will put these drushes together and see how they really come to paint one picture of the reality of what was going on there, and if we can try to get into that reality and experience it. Okay, we'll end here, and then we'll unmute Be'ezras Hashem.